وعلى النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we did the last hadith on the chapter that the ahkam and the laws of Islam are based on the external actions and the external portrait that a person gives, the way he portrays himself, the way he appears, the way he conducts himself. Then the laws of Islam are based on that. They are not based on what is in the person's heart. What is in his heart, that is only between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the last hadith of the chapter we did yesterday. And Abdullah ibn Utbah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qala sami'atu Umar ibn al-Khattabi radiallahu anhu yaqul inna nasan kana yu'khaduna bil-wahi fi ahdi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he would say that verily a person would be taken to task in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by wahi. If somebody had that hypocrisy in his heart, that he was a munafiq, then wahi would come down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam revealing that person. In other words, what was in his heart in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was able to be known. How it was able to be known, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would get wahi. But wa innal wahya qad inqata'a, but as for our time now, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no longer amongst us, so that wahi that would come down, that is cut off. So in other words, what's in a person's heart can no longer be known. So then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu went further to say, وَإِنَّمَا نَأْخُذُكُمْ الْآنَ بِمَا ظَهَرَ لَنَا مِنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. As far as today, what we will do is, what is the person's external condition, what is his outward actions, that is what we will base our judgments on. فَمَنْ أَظْهَرَ لَنَا خَيْرًا أَمِنَّاهُ وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ. That person who displays goodness outwardly, externally he displays goodness, then we will trust that person and we'll bring him close to us. وَلَيْسَ لَنَا مِنْ سَرِيرَتِهِ شَيْءٌ. And we won't bother, we won't delve as far as his internal condition is concerned. His secrets, his internal condition, what he does privately, that we won't delve into. What he does publicly, externally, outwardly, this is what we will base ourselves on. Then we'll trust him and we'll bring him close to us. اللَّهُ يَحَاسِبُهُ فِي سَرِيرَتِهِ. Allah Pak will take this person to task for what is his internal condition. وَمَنْ أَظْهَرَ لَنَا سُوءًا لَمْ نَأْمَنْهُ وَلَمْ نُصَدِّقْهُ. And that person who outwardly displays evil character, bad and evil he displays externally, then we will not trust such a person. وَلَمْ نُصَدِّقْهُ. And we will not, in other words, we won't trust him as far as our amanat is concerned. And وَلَمْ نُصَدِّقْهُ. As far as his verbal expressions are concerned, that also we won't accept. وَإِنْ قَالَ إِنَّ سَرِيرَتَهُ حَسَنًا. Even though he says, my inside is very, very good. As we explained, that both are very important in Islam. Often people misunderstand. They say, it doesn't matter what's on the outside, on the inside it counts. From these words of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, that outwardly the man is displaying evil, that even if he claims that my inside is very clean, then also we won't bring him close to us, then also we won't accept what he has to say, we won't trust him. So that shows Islam bases both on the external and the internal. An example we gave, that how a person's saf is made straight, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the unity of hearts. So this shows that external affects the internal. So the way a person acts outwardly, the sunnah he brings in his life, the styles and the mannerisms, his honesty, etc., all this affects a person's inside. In fact, ulama go out further to say that what is on the outside is actually a reflection of what is in the inside. If the inside is correct, then automatically it displays and it demonstrates that good akhlaq outside, that kindness, that lovingness, that honesty, everything that is displayed on the outside is actually a reflection of what is on the inside. Anyway, today's chapter is Babul Khawfi, the chapter on fear, meaning fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a commonly known thing that a person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly, then everybody else will fear such a person. Everything else will fear him. When Ali was mentioning, old Alim from Cape Town, he passed away now, he mentions that one day he had the opportunity of going to meet Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali. How the Buzrugs would have it, it was Himalay Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi, Sheikh Zakaria, Mullah Abdul Qadir Raipuri, they were all together in one gathering. Well, like one i'tikaf, they all were together. So he says he went to meet Hazrat Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was known, a very pious person, to show that people that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what fear Allah Pak creates in other people's heart for them. So he said, like you would have it for a Buzrug, everyone stood in a line to go and meet him. So he said, I also stood in the line to meet him. He said, when I was stood in the line, as I got closer, in front of me there was a Dihati. Dihati is a village person, person who is not too acquainted with the city life. So as he went in front of me to greet Mullah Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, so he bent down, you know, bending down out of respect. So he said, Mullah Madani Rahmatullah Ali, he reprimanded him. He told him, Mere samne ab jhuk jata hai, sirf Allah Pak ke samne jhuk jao. That don't bow down in front of me, only in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you must bow down. He said, but with what words he said it, I was standing one behind that person. I got such a fright of my life, I ran out of the masjid and I went into the next building. He said, such a fear came into me, it gripped me. So then he said, I realized what it is meant by a person having ra'ab, a person having awe in him. A person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody else has awe for him. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith it comes, that he had the awe masirata shahrin of 1 month's journey. So much of awe he had that people far and wide would fear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, this chapter got to do with having fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will make it such that everybody will have that type of fear for him. And next thing that will happen is that fear of other people will come out of his heart. A person will become fearless. One ayat of the Quran before we start. Ya ayyuhan nasu taqoo rabbakum inna zalzalata as-sa'ati shay'un 'azeem. Allah Pak mentions that the earthquake that will take place on the day of Qiyamah is such a severe earthquake. Yawma tarawnaha tadhhalu kullu murdi'atin 'amma ardaat. On that day you will see every nursing mother, every breastfeeding mother, that she will forget her child. One of the hardest things for a breastfeeding mother to do is to forget the child. Completely forget, I forgot about the child and I carried on my shopping and this. It doesn't happen like that. Because of that love and that attachment Allah Pak raised between the mother and the child, yet the ayat is saying that nursing mother will forget about the child completely. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. That woman that is pregnant, she'll abort the baby out of the fear on that day. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى. You'll see people as though they are drunk. Sometimes a person in this world, he's so overcome with something, some worry, some grief, that his mind is so consumed with that grief. If you look at him, he looks like this person is like a zombie. He's not paying attention, he's not concentrating, he's just moving in one direction. Or sometimes he's completely oblivious of what is happening around him. So the ayat is saying, وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى. You'll see people as though they are drunk, because they are so consumed with this grief and this worry of the day of Qiyamah. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. But they are not intoxicated. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. The punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day will be so heavy that people will appear as though they are drunk. The first hadith will do. An Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qala haddathana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa as-sadiq al-masduq. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, while he is sadiq, truthful, wal-masduq, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one that truth was spoken to. In other words, that what was told to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, what was revealed to him, all that is 100% truth. إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ يُجْمَعُ خَلْقُهُ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّهِ 40 يَوْمًا نُطْفًا. A person, verily, every one of you, every person, that his formation and creation in the womb of his mother was in the form of semen for 40 days. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ عَلَقَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. Then it was the form of a blood clot for the same amount of time. In other words, for 40 days, day after he was مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. The reason Allah Pak is mentioning all this is to show insan, that today you think you are so good, you're sitting on your chair, as a director of the company, having so many staff under you, remember where you're coming from. At first you were semen for 40 days in the womb of your mother, then you was a blood cloth. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ مُضْغَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. Then you were a piece of flesh. ثُمَّ يُرُسَلُ الْمَلَكُ فَيُنْفَخُ فِيهِ الرُّوحُ وَيُؤْمَرُ بِأَرْبَعِ كَلِمَاتٍ. Then after this 40 days, in other words, after 4 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down an angel to blow that life into you. Therefore, from a masla point of view, that it is totally impermissible for a person to have an abortion after 4 months. Because after 4 months, the life is blown into the body. Before that four months, if it is a life-threatening situation or if it is very, very serious, then ulama do give some kind of permissibility or allowance for that woman to have an abortion if it is very serious, because there is no life in the child. But after 4 months, the angel is sent down to blow life. So now this child has life in the womb of the mother. So then the angel comes, and the angel is commanded to record four things for the person. The first thing, yuktabu bi arba'i kalimatin bi katbi rizqihi wa ajlihi wa amalihi wa shaqiyun aw sa'idun. The first thing he records is that this person's wealth, how much money he's going to earn, how much he's going to make, all that is recorded. The next thing is how long a person is going to live, whether he's going to see Ramadan, whether he's not going to see Ramadan, all that now is recorded. The third thing that is now recorded is his actions. What will this person do? And the last thing is, will this person be a person that will be fortunate to go into Jannat, or he'll be unfortunate in the sense that he will end up going into Jahannam? These four things are recorded. فَوَالَّذِي لَا إِلَىٰ غَيْرُهُ إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابُ فَيُعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a warning. He said, I take an oath in that person who there is no God except him, no Allah besides him. A person will be doing good actions. He'll be doing the actions of a person of Jannah. Until between him and Jannat is only an arm's length. And then this person will go do something wrong, and then this person will end up ending up in Jahannam. What ulama give an explanation, that we'll do the explanation after finish hadith. وَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ. On the other hand, you'll get another person, his actions will be so bad that he'll be going so close towards the fire of Jahannam, and between him and the fire of Jahannam is just an arm's length. And then this person, فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا. Muttafaqun alayh. Then this person, what he'll do, a good action, the action of a person of Jannah, and then he'll end up entering Jannah. Ulama explain what is meant by this. If a person is doing a good action his whole life, as he's doing a good action, or he's doing good actions to what appears in front of people. In other words, people look at this person, he looks like a very pious person outwardly. Outwardly it seems like he's doing. So in other words, to what appears to people is he's doing good things, but in other words he's not doing. And to people it appears that this person, his whole life he was a good person, he's almost there by Jannat, he's an arm's length away. But then he'll end up doing something that completely turns around, and he turns his whole life and he goes in the wrong direction. So the explanation ulama give is, it's what is hidden in his heart. It's hidden, and he was a hypocrite all his while, but it appeared to people. And then on the other hand, there was a person who appeared to be doing things on the wrong, but towards the end of his life, he made tawbah and he changed his life. Therefore, we should never run any person down, number one. Number two is, if we are doing good actions, we should never be content that these good actions will take us to Jannah, because we don't know how we will finish off. So this hadith is showing a person that never be content with what you're doing and thinking, hey, I'm definitely going to end up into Jannah. It doesn't happen like it. May happen that right at the end you may do something wrong. So don't lose focus and don't be content with what you're doing. Keep on concentrating and keep on focusing on what you're doing. And the third thing and the last thing is that between a person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only Allah Pak knows what his condition is. Therefore, a person should make dua daily. That, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me the tawfiq of istiqamat, the tawfiq of doing right till I reach the last point, right till I reach death. Give me the tawfiq of istiqamat, because I don't know what will happen the next day, or I don't know what will happen after this. I may feel as though I'm okay, but what happens next, I don't know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me istiqamat. This hadith is imploring us to make dua for istiqamat, consistency. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.